Right, Joan. Morning to you, Joan.
Morning, Stephen.
Thanks for calling us today.
Thank you. Would you like my views?
Yes.
Yes. I'm a woman and I believe 100% that abortion is wrong. Abortion is murder. I'm 100% pro-life. I believe that abortion abuses a woman and kills a child, an innocent child. I believe that women need a different alternative to abortion, and actually Stanton Healthcare are opening clinics now both in Belfast, Londonderry and in Enniskillen. These clinics will offer help to women with perhaps a difficult pregnancy. They will provide housing, healthcare and provide financial assistance for mothers.
And they won't offer abortion in any circumstances?
Absolutely not, because abortion is murder, Stephen. A child is conceived at reception, has a beating heart after 18 days, its own DNA.
So you don't believe in the morning after pill either then?
No, absolutely not, Stephen.
You would ban it, would you?
There are two lives at stake. Yes, I would. There are two lives at stake here. It's not just the mother's choice and the mother's body. There are two lives with a beating heartbeat and own DNA, unique DNA, and a special blood group different from the mother's. So there's two bodies we're talking about, not just one. So the baby must have a right. The baby.
Let me let Rose and Newton Stewart speak to you, Joan. Morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Hello, Rose.
I've been through numerous miscarriages. So I basically don't really believe in abortion.
Don't shut her down, Joan. Don't shut her down.
If Peter, his wife, had that condition, would he put his wife through that?
The baby must have a right to life.
Hold on, Joan. Joan, Joan.
I agree, the baby must have a right to life.
Joan, let's not. Now, listen, we can give each other space this morning, okay?
Yeah.
So, Joan, you hang on. Rose, I want to hear your story. Tell me what happened to you.
Well, I had, I conceived 8 times and I had 6 miscarriages in between. And I'm still anti-abortion. But in circumstances like that, I think the child is going to die anyway. So to put the child through, I know how it mentally affects you, as well as physically affect you.
How does it, Rose? Tell me.
You feel as though you want to die. Because the baby died, you feel as though you've not done your job, you're an unfit mother, and you just can't cope. But I mean, I'm in my 70s now, so obviously I've had to get over it, and I've got a wonderful family around me. But I can understand a woman having to go through that. She shouldn't have to go through the pregnancy. And it's all very well, the do-gooders saying this. Most of them haven't been through it, or haven't been through it to the extent that myself and other people have been through it. So before they start spouting off the rights and all the rest of it, they should get their facts right.
Well, they're defending the rights of an unborn child, aren't they?
Yeah. They are defending the rights of an unborn child. But the doctors say that the child is going to die once they leave the baby's body, the mother's body. So why are they putting the mother through that? Have they got no concern? Have they got no Christian feelings towards the mother, not just the child?
Right, Rose, let me let Joan speak to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, Rose. Good morning. Rose, we cannot play God. Only God can give and take life. It's not our decision. Only God can give and take life. We cannot overrule God with our human wrong ideas. That's how I feel. I have every sympathy for this, but life is difficult. We cannot take away an innocent child's life, an innocent baby. It's completely wrong, completely against God's laws.
That is maybe, but at least the woman would then be able to conceive another child. If she had to go through that again, she probably wouldn't want to conceive another child.
And what if Joan, someone is not Christian? What if someone is an atheist and doesn't believe in God?
You would force
God upon them, would you? Let me ask the question. You would structure the laws of this country so that someone's religious view, your religious view, is imposed on everyone? would you?
No, that's twisting my words, Stephen.
Well, you've just talked about God and God's will.
Yes, I believe in God, and I believe fifth thou shalt not kill.
I understand that, but do you think legislation?
There's no ifs or buts, Stephen. Fifth thou shalt not kill.
Do you think legislation, Joan? Do you think, Joan, legislation should be created and crafted around God?
Yes, I do. Actually, the commandments of God. Yes, I do. Or social rules to live by, Stephen. At the end of the day, they are social rules to keep chaos out of our society. Yes, I do believe that. At the end of the day, there's an innocent life here. A baby is voiceless, vulnerable. Have you ever watched a live abortion? Any of you? Have you ever watched it? Watch it first and then speak. It's the most barbaric, inhumane, uncivilized thing you've ever seen.
Rose?
I just can't understand. I mean, I am against abortion, but in certain cases like that, you've got to allow the mother to have a say in it. And, I mean, they go on, okay, I'm not Northern Ireland, as you know, I'm just over the water, but you go on and on and on about you want to be like England and all the rest of it. Well, why don't you abide by the rules and the laws of England?
Pardon, it's a bad line. I missed that, Rose. Would you mind repeating it?
Well, let me just bring in Marion Wood, yes, if you don't mind. Marion has contacted us this morning, public policy spokeswoman for Life Northern Ireland. Good morning, Marion. What would you like to say?
Hi, Stephen. Well, I think it's getting very, very, very heated right now. I think it needs to be brought right back down again to be a calm and a reasoned discussion here. Life Northern Ireland, whilst everybody in Life Northern Ireland has their own faith background, we are actually a non-denominational charity. So we actually look at this just purely from, you know, a humanity perspective.
Yeah, but you're a Christian organisation, right?
No, we're not. We're a non-denominational organisation. And we have members who are of every belief or none at all. And so what we look at here is we look simply at the child and the mother. What I was actually going to say is something that's been forgotten in this is actually the educational background. People actually don't know about the development of life in the womb. People don't know the science behind it. And what we need to do is we actually need to sit people down. There was a lady there who was saying that she felt whenever she had miscarried that she had failed as a mother. She had failed to be able, you know, to carry her child full term. That is a terrible thing for a woman to feel. But actually, if we are able to sit down and we're able to explain to people the development of life in the womb, the science behind it, why these things may or may not happen, then actually we can take some of that guilt away from women. They can realise, actually, this is beyond my control. Now, the other thing as well then is it's realising as well that as science develops, there are lots of things that we can do for women in these situations. Peter Linus mentioned earlier on perinatal hospice care. That is a crucial thing. That is a must. That is something that in Northern Ireland we really, really must be thinking about. I know Granny Taggart said, well, what about the mother? Where's the thinking about the mother? But perinatal hospice care takes into consideration the unborn baby, the mother, all family members. But I think this debate is getting very, very heated. There's a lot of inflammatory language being bandied around.
Do you believe life begins at conception, Marion?
I do, yes.
So would you ban the morning after pill?
Me, personally, yes. I don't agree with the morning after pill. Now, but that's not what you're asking. You're talking about abortion laws here, Stephen, this morning. A morning after pill is a completely different discussion. We're talking about
it's not a completely different discussion, isn't it? Is it? Because what's relevant here is at what point you define life begins. You say at conception. Yeah. Therefore, if someone takes the morning after pill, then is that a form of abortion?
It can be, If fertilisation has taken place and conception has taken place, then yes, of course it is going to be. It depends on what stage the woman is in her cycle. If somebody takes the morning after pill after having sexual intercourse, fertilisation hasn't taken place, well, then obviously it's not a form of abortion. But if fertilisation has taken place, well, then yes, it has an abortification effect.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much. And to all of you who've talked about this, always gets very emotional, doesn't it?